HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Peril at Price Manor by Laura Parnum. Performed by Caitlin Kelly. In memory of my dad and all his gory tricks. 1. The Flower Delivery Girl. A shrill scream pierced through the otherwise quiet morning in the sleepy town of Bedlamton. It was the kind of scream usually associated with axe murderers, vengeful spirits, or toxic sludge monsters. The only monsters in sight, however, were the ones in the movie posters plastered all over the walls of the tiny bedroom where Hallie Thompson stood alone, facing down her own reflection. Her scream was followed by an equally alarming yell from the kitchen down the hall. "Hallie, cut that out! You'll give the neighbors a heart attack!" She sighed. If the neighbors were disturbed by her scream, her mother's yelling was definitely not helping. A moment later, the upstairs neighbor pounded on the floor in protest, adding to the ever-increasing racket of the morning. Hallie chose to ignore both her mother and the upstairs neighbor. She had just produced what she considered to be the most perfect of all her perfect horror movie screams. It had the pitch, it had the duration, and it even had a very subtle but very convincing little quiver at the end that had come from somewhere in the back of her throat. She took a deep breath and let out another blood-curdling scream. Not quite as good, but still pretty perfect as far as she was concerned. Her mother's groan echoed down the hall, along with a chuckle from her Aunt Rona. "She's going to scream herself into the movies one of these days. You'll see," Aunt Rona insisted. "I'll give her something to scream about if she doesn't hurry up and get dressed," her mother muttered. Then louder, she added, "We've got 20 minutes to get downstairs so we can open the shop on time." Hallie smirked at her reflection. She was already dressed, wearing her comfiest pair of pants and a too big t-shirt with a cartoon depiction of the Soggy Bog Beast on it. She was just taking some extra time to practice. How would she ever get into the movies if she didn't practice? Georgia and Dakota practiced movie scenes all the time during recess, in front of a captive audience, no less. They took the same acting class as Hallie on Sundays, but Georgia and Dakota were the elegant kind of actresses. The kind who could smile and laugh, and sometimes even cry. Hallie wasn't interested in being that kind of actress. She was going to be a horror movie scream queen. Scream queens had to do all that and more. They had to tremble and gasp and run like crazy. And they always had to trip and fall while running, which Hallie was especially good at, although not necessarily on purpose. But above all, they had to be able to produce those ear-piercing horror movie screams that were actually super hard to do in real life. Now it was time to give her vocal cords a rest and work on facial expressions. She studied the scream queens and the movie posters all around her. There was the blonde schoolteacher sticking a rusty key into the attic door in The Children of Deadwood Orphanage. Hallie knew the expression well. Curiosity. She faced the mirror, tilted her head to one side, furrowed her eyebrows, and frowned slightly. When she was satisfied that she had pulled it off, she moved on to the next poster. The Manic Marmoset Invasion. It showed a young lab assistant watching helplessly as the handsome scientist battled a ferocious monkey with wild red eyes and sharp fangs. This one was a bit trickier. Worry. Hallie turned back to the mirror and opened her eyes wide. She slanted her eyebrows toward the center of her forehead and experimented, raising them a little higher and then a little lower again until, finally, they were at just the right spot. Next was one of her favorites, Damsel in Distress. It wasn't just a facial expression. It was an all-out feint. In the poster for Swamp Devil of the Deep, a bathing suit-clad beachgoer lay passed out in the arms of a slimy green monster.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?